So as you, I think you've heard from the FDA and CDC, they've made an announcement on the new vaccine. So certainly they said that they will have an, there'll be an updated vaccine mid-September, I believe. So we know that, as you all know, vaccinations against COVID-19 remains the safest protection for avoiding hospitalization, long-term health outcomes, and death, which is why we are going to be encouraging Americans to stay up to date on their vaccines.
The criminal governments of the world are about to attack we the people again with the masks, lockdowns, and deadly vaccines, and people are already masking up. As a Weimar judge was just sentenced to 2 years in prison for trying to lift the last mask mandate, Germany is set to mandate the masks starting again this October. Corporations are announcing mask mandates. Colleges are announcing mask mandates and threatening to disenroll students if they don't get the clot shot. The CDC admits the masks are useless, and the NIH published a study saying that the N95 masks can expose people to toxic compounds linked to seizures and cancer.
The mainstream media, like CNN, has been brainwashing these people to be, like, just under, like, a spell of democratic stuff, and it's making them wear these masks that are unnecessary and making them lose oxygen. And it's bad, it's so bad for the community. And we need to fight back. I know I'm a kid, and to be honest, we need to be like Power Rangers. We need to fight back. We need to fight back against evil.
The strange blood clots are still being found in the dead bodies of the vaccinated. The vaccinated appear to be shedding the spike proteins and the nanotech that we know is in these lethal cocktails. Nanotech that is growing inside the hearts and brains of the infected. The shots have made millions infertile, and we know that Pfizer aggressively campaigned for pregnant women to get the shot even after knowing it could kill their babies. It is estimated that the shots have murdered millions, conservatively. According to the CDC's data, the more COVID-19 vaccine doses in an area, the greater the increase in mortality and death. The hordes of unchecked people being flooded into our country through the open border are not required to be given a COVID vaccination. Lucky them. But Joe Biden says a new vaccine is coming for every American, whether they've gotten it before or not. We are being given a second chance to say no to these psychopathic criminals in our government.
You can stick your vaccine mandates up your ass. You can stick your vaccine mandates up your ass. You can stick your vaccine mandates. Stick your vaccine mandates. You can stick your vaccine mandates up your ass. You can stick your vaccine mandates up your ass. You can stick your vaccine mandates up your ass. You can stick your vaccine mandates. Stick your vaccine mandates. You can stick your vaccine mandates up your ass.
Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese. Thank you for watching the latest Greg Reese Report. Be sure to go to reesereport.com to see my latest videos, sign up for my free newsletter, and subscribe for exclusive content. And be sure to support my sponsor at infowarsstore.com. Omega-3 fatty acids are needed for optimal strength, and they can only be obtained through diet. They can be found in grass-fed beef, which is why the ruling class is trying to ban it. And they can be found in fish, which are arguably the best source of omega-3s. But the problem today is finding fish without a high mercury content. Your best option is our Ultimate Fish Oil and Ultimate Krill Oil at InfoWarsStore.com. Omega-3 fatty acids are essential for both our neurological and cardiovascular systems, our brain and our heart. They improve mood, mental clarity, and immune function. Get your essential omega-3 fatty acids from the best sources available, Ultimate Fish Oil and Ultimate Krill Oil. Get some today at InfoWarsStore.com.